are expected to head higher this week in the east as well. ABC's Yonchi Denise in Fort Worth, Texas.
It's not just hot, it's incredibly humid. You have to remember that a lot of the heat wave is falling in the areas where we've just seen severe flooding not too long ago. Meteorologists say those two elements combine and basically you're baking in much of the country.
Heat advisories or warnings are up for 17 states. Experts say make sure you drink plenty of water if you're outside. The crew of the last space shuttle left the space station for the last time. The hatch has been closed on the final space shuttle mission. The skipper of Atlantis presented a small U.S. flag and a model of the shuttle to the crew of the station. The flag will return to Earth when Americans are launched again from U.S. soil. Another day, another resignation in Britain's phone hacking scandal. Newspapers in Rupert Murdoch's media empire are said to have paid for access to people's private phone records. Two top police officers in London quit today.
Once his boss had stepped down, it was only a matter of time before Assistant Police Commissioner John Yates would have to go. He was the man in charge of the original investigation into phone hacking and made the much criticized decision not to reopen the investigation in 2009. And perhaps more significantly, he vetted Neil Wallace, a former deputy editor of the News of the World, recruited by the police as a media advisor and arrested last week over hacking allegations.
ABC's Linda Alban in London. Today is Nelson Mandela's 93rd birthday. These children sang a birthday song, part of nationwide celebrations. Mandela is the former South African president. Before that, he spent decades in prison as leaders of the anti-apartheid movement. This is ABC News.
Life, it's about growth. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every... Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. I hope all of you had a great family weekend. Since none of us were able to be out there driving, we all followed really good directions, right?
It's Monday.
We
survived.
That's right. Welcome, Stephen Trudeau, Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
Thank you.
And welcome, David Schneider.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks. And also Steve on the board. So
Yay.
We've got a,
good morning.
A
good morning.
Full day in here. We've got... Actually, David Schneider, we're going to be talking about our responsible list.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? Kind of how to make that responsible list, you know? Because so many of us maybe are a little reluctant to get in there and make an appointment with you, right?
Well, you know, that's always the problem, but you got to get started.
So if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, actually, David Schneider is in Thousand Oaks. And he actually will take care of all your living trusts. Make sure you don't have to go to probate, right?
That's right. We want to avoid those things for you.
Right. And so many, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, just this last weekend, my husband and I were on the freeway and we got rear-ended. If you you look at my car, rear-ended so hard, I can't tell you.
Oh, boy.
And so you just never know. God forbid, like, boom, you know?
None of us know when our time is. You know, people ask me all the time, well, how much time do I have?
Yeah.
You tell me. How much time do you have?
You know what, David? If you knew that, that would be really good. You wouldn't even be sitting here, would you?
There'd probably be a line to your door.
There'd be a line at my door if I knew.
Exactly. So, yes, we are going to be talking about that. And I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And also, if you're in our area, you can call 639-0008. Also, Steve's on Facebook. You can also post a question.
Ooh, and, I like that.
Yeah.
Instant feedback.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I like instant feedback. And also, I'm on Twitter, too, on Kim Pagano Show. So you can catch us anywhere you want.
You're like a multimedia maven.
Connected.
I'm getting out there. I'm getting connected. Exactly. So also, we are going to be talking to Tom. And he is a gastro-tommy from Food and Wine. Do you know how to say it?
No.
I know. I don't know. Anyways.
I think that's his own name, gastro-tommy.
Okay. There you go.
He's all about food, isn't he?
He's all about food and wine.
And wine.
There you go.
So the way you
forget
pair
the
them,
important part.
It's never too early.
That's right. You know, somebody's always drinking wine right now,
it's
right?
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. So, and then we've got Sharon Zeller, and she is 250 essential diabetes recipes, you know. And I always think, you know, it's funny. I had my family over this weekend. They're all in from Italy. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I've been cooking up a storm. But it's funny, you know, I'm cooking so much healthier. You know, it's like lots of vegetables, a little bit of meat, although mm-hmm. you would laugh because the boys from Italy, I guess they don't have a lot of meat out there.
So they're looking at the grocery store here or just...
No, they're looking at the steaks that I made. Oh. And let me tell you, we were like, really? Most people have one, you know? They were like downing them, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah. But it's been really fun. It's funny how you have them in your home and you don't understand them, but you understand them.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, you know, man, me, universal.
Barbecue. Yeah.
There you go. That's very true. So David, let's talk a little bit and kind of get everybody started with, just so we could start thinking about it.
Sure.
What is the first step? Or, you know, it's funny because I have had a lot of people contact me and ask, you know, okay, I'm too young to be thinking about this. And
ooh,
I know a lot of people think
point.
That.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's true. Traditionally, this is often thought about, hey, I'm getting ready to retire or I've just hit retirement. Now it's time to start thinking about this kind of planning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. I need to plan this. Mm-hmm. And that's really, it really couldn't be farther from the truth because as you pointed out from the weekend, when do we know? When will you have this need? And it's not just if someone's going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we need help making decisions on our own? Should we become incapacitated?
Mm-hmm.
Could occur from old age and infirmity. Could occur from accidents or anything else. So, you know, we look to when people have responsibilities. That's a time that they need to be started in working
right.
on this kind of a plan.
Like when I was a single guy, I didn't even think about life insurance because who was I going to give it to? But
exactly.
Now that I'm married with a child, I'm thinking, wow, if, you know, something horrible happened, how would I be able to take care of them, you know, for an extended period of time? And life insurance seems to make sense to me. But now I also realize, wow, I also need a will because there's lots of things that need to be decided on. There's property and...
And, you know, it's funny. You know. I was talking to a lady last night that I gave your number to, and she has... her husband did pass away,
mm-hmm.
And she does have insurance. She had a living will. She had done all her stuff, but now she's re-changing it because her children have changed a lot.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And so
well,
she has a big family diamond ring, and she's like, I want to make sure that this just doesn't get lost in the, you know, so she has to make a will and she wants to give instructions so that this carries on in the family traditions.
Well, more often than not, these problems, they do tend to surface when the family starts to feel that stress. And that stress can come from somebody becoming incapacitated, somebody passing away. But they're, like in any industry, nothing really replaces good planning.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the time in the here and now to think it out, think it through. And we talk about that when I sit down and I meet with clients and we try to get away from that idea of, well, I have the eldest son, so he's going to take care of everything.
Mm.
That may or may not be a good choice.
So the person that you want to execute your will might not necessarily be a traditional role?
That's absolutely correct. When we talk about trust, we talk about a trustee, a will is an executor. But in any event, the person that we're looking for is a person who's got a good head on their shoulders, mm-hmm. makes reasonable and rational decisions. Now, when we talk about a will or a trust, we're primarily talking about money or property decisions. Mm-hmm. So you can take a look at your kids. I have three wonderful, beautiful daughters. They're all a little bit young right now for making these kinds of decisions, so I have to look outside the family.
Wait, how old are your kids?
My daughters are 20, 17, and 13.
Oh, I thought they were a little bit older. Okay, so yeah. So but the 20-year-old, right?
Me? No, you know,
so that's where we're...
To be perfectly frank, she doesn't have that kind of experience that's necessary that will feel comfortable in having to deal with banks or stockbrokers or realtors, all the kinds of things that we'll deal with. Hey, we got to sell mom and dad's house so we can get the money to finish paying for my younger sister's college, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that traditional role looks outside the family. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it looks to the youngest daughter. It doesn't matter who it is, but with many clients, I need to get them kind of off that dime of, well, he's the eldest son, so he'll make all the decisions. That may or may not be right. Some families it works, some it doesn't.
Would that also include, like, medical decisions?
Well, you see, now that's a different type of decision. Mm-hmm. So now when we talk about medical decisions, we're talking about a little bit more emotional decisions.
Indeed.
There's areas are gray. They're not so black and white like it is whether we should sell the house or not. Mm-hmm. And so when I counsel with clients, I say, all right, we talked about who had a good financial head on their shoulders. Who's got a good emotional head? Who is stable in times of high pressure or when, you know, everybody's sitting around in the hospital corridor crying? Mm-hmm. Who can still keep their head about them and understand what mom or dad really wants?
Now, I noticed that some families, there'll be one person who's been assigned to that task, whether it was kind of a legal or everybody just agreed you seem to be it. But then they start to feel the pressure. Like, if I make a decision that's unpopular, how long am I going to have to live with that unpopularity? Like, let's say, you know, an elderly family member is lingering, and the decision to use heroic life-saving measures, if only one person makes that decision, that can be tough on them. Sometimes they want to include other people in that decision-making.
Well, certainly it can be very tough. So, again, that has to be part of the makeup in making a determination whether that person's the right person for making those decisions. Mm-hmm. But you have two different options in that vein. You could look to a co-trustee or a co-agent to help make those decisions. That invites its own sets of difficulties some days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, what do you mean by that?
Well,
and
as an example,
let me just remind anybody, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to give out our phone number again if you're just tuning in at 805-639-0008. We've got myself, Kim, and Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and we've got David Schneider, and he's an attorney over in Thousand Oaks, and he takes care of all of your living trusts. Tell all the stuff you do.
Well, my practice deals with estate planning primarily. That means that we do living trusts, we perform wills, we create advanced health care directives. I also work in a probate court for those people that don't plan accordingly. I have to sometimes help those families out. Mm-hmm. We also do business counseling, developing corporations, LLCs, partnerships, contracts that go with those kinds of things.
What about special needs trusts? For people who have special needs children.
Well, a special needs trust is for those parents that need that, or perhaps you don't know what it is. When a family has typically a child that is on some kind of governmental assistance program. These programs in California are largely based on wealth status. Mm-hmm. You have to be essentially at the poverty level in order to be able to qualify for these kinds of situations. So as an example, a family has a child maybe suffering from cerebral palsy, and the child is able to get all kinds of state assistance. And when the child becomes an adult, because that child hasn't been working and hasn't developed any wealth accumulation, they continue to qualify for those benefits. Mm-hmm. A family, the single parent, multiple parents, they pass away, and they have, let's say, three children, and one has the cerebral palsy. They die, there's no plan in place, their estate is ultimately divided into three. Now that child that had that issue all of a sudden's got a couple of $100,000 to their name, and they no longer qualify for that state assistance. They're no longer at the poverty level. So they can be moved out of programs, probably the only programs they've known their entire life. So what happens is a special needs trust is developed in order to protect that child from inheriting, not from writing them out as if they're not there, but for putting money aside so that the child never has ownership in that money, and yet it will have that money in the background that could be used to help supplement, not replace the governmental program.
Okay.
Oh, right. That's really, I mean, really, you need to, that's a big one.
It is.
Oh, it could be devastating to the child that's never known anything
else.
Well,
you know, it's, actually, Steve's parents were taking, or his grandmother was taking care of his brother, and, or his of his uncle, and who's special needs, and his grandmother passed away, who has been taking care of him forever, and so then they
now what?
Yeah. So exactly. Now they just put him in, you know.
Well, she was you know, 95 years old when she passed away, and so it was there was a
a huge
issue with the trust, just because she wanted certain things, and then when it when she wrote her will so long ago, everything had changed. It doesn't cost $500 to bury somebody anymore. So
indeed,
I mean, we had to look into other options,
And that's it. You know,
well, and people forget how prevalent that is, because there's a lot of a silent block of people out there with special needs. But in the United States, there are 22 million families with children under age 18 with special needs.
Right.
That's just school-age children. So I can only imagine as they graduate up into adulthood, you're probably looking more like 40 to 50 million families in the United States that have some connection to a special needs child in their family.
Well, you know, we're going to actually take a really quick break. But when we come back, Stephen, I know that you are a therapist in Westlake, and you deal with a lot of kids going through drug problems and just adolescent problems. And that's a big thing for me, is how do you know, you know what I mean? And do you do it for a period of time until you see that they've grown up and kind of changed? And now, you know, how do you know what your kids, because, you know, I don't know
about
you guys.
Well, and can kids change? A kid who's behaving in a delinquent manner at 16, 17 could eventually grow up to be a Dr. Stephen.
There you go. See, I love it.
Because I did, I know.
Well, you know, we talk about that in planning, and we could talk about a way to develop through your estate plan, through your trust, exactly how to deal with situations like that.
And that's exactly, I thought that would be a perfect topic to kind of lead
in. We know today,
but
what does tomorrow bring?
And meaty topics, I love this.
I know, exactly. So, all right, well, we are going to be taking a really quick break. You're listening to Kim Pagano Show. And you know what, really, give us a call. Get involved in our show. You know, if you want to even just Facebook
comment
us a question. Yeah, anything. You don't have to go on air, but just give us a call at 805-639-0008. You're listening to Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investments. Investing. Member SIPC.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate, It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and we've got David Schneider in our office. He is attorney and a counselor at law.
What are the cash and prizes?
What are the cash and prizes?
Yeah.
For what?
Well,
for today?
Know, yeah, coming back into from the commercial there. The announcer said that there was, you know, you give away prizes.
Oh, I always am giving back. Are you going to give back something today? Is that what you're doing?
Sure. You know what? I will give away a free hour with Dr. Steven to whoever calls in.
Okay. And I know
I will be happy to match.
There
free hour
see?
With David Schneider. Anybody that calls in today.
Ooh. Like, did you guys hear that? I love that.
We just gave away a couple of $1,000.
I know. you guys aren't even started drinking or anything yet. I love it.
I have my bottle of Arrowhead.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. Well, did you guys hear that? 805-639-0008. You can actually have an hour with these two really good looking men right here.
Aww.
You know, one to do life coaching and one to do life coaching.
Well, yeah.
Really,
yeah.
It is. You know, get your life in order. And
like,
right now, you know, it's funny.
I like being a shepherd.
I know.
You know?
No, I really I really appreciate that because, you know what, so many people, first of all, it's Monday. Let's get motivated,
yeah,
right? I know he's going, can you, like, you know, not do your show so early?
Oh,
but but I'm so glad you guys all showed up because really, you know what, these are things that if you kind of tossed and turned last night, this might be something that you want to just really get yourself together. You know, it's kind of funny is a lot of people, I used to make 100 things on my list. Now I make 4. If I can get 4 things done, I feel really good. And this should be on the top of your list. One, getting yourself together. Really, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror and knowing which road you're going down. And then protect your family, your friends, you know, your whole household. You know, I think it's really important. And David, you're so easy to talk to. He is. He's really laid back. You know, I really recommend David to take care of those knees for you. You know, it's funny, we were talking about you had said that people do their wills on a back of a napkin, right?
Yeah, I can just see somebody kicking it and going, oh, I'm losing it. I'm going out. Somebody give me a napkin and writing, I being of sound will and
well,
body,
you know that guy
mind.
That caught the ball at the baseball game, right? And he died.
Right.
I think his last words were, take care of my kid.
That was
his last words.
Wow.
And, you know, what happens when something like that happens?
Well, you know, Steve asked me during the break about that. He says, you know, hey, can I scratch out that will on the cocktail napkin? And the answer, believe it or not, is yes. You can. Any kind of a writing which states, you know, the particulars. And the particulars are that you acknowledge that that writing is your will.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, that it disposes of your property. And number three, that you sign it. And that's it. That's all that's required.
It sounds messy, though.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, whether you scratch out a will on a cocktail napkin or you take the time to type it up, a will, believe it or not, a will is a good start. It gets the property to where you want it to go when you pass. But it also means that your estate's going to have to pass through a probate proceeding. Wills do not avoid probate.
And what exactly is probate?
Well, probate is a pretty broad word. When we talk about trust law, all the trust law is set forth in the California Probate Code. We have a probate court, probate judges,
So it sounds like probate's going to take a large chunk of my estate away.
It has that possibility. What most people are trying to avoid is something called a probate proceeding. It's a court-administered proceeding which oversees the distribution of your assets when you pass away. Mm. And these are very time-consuming, often taking in excess of a year. Mm. They're very expensive proceedings, costing tens of thousands of dollars. Mm. Not uncommon to see a probate, you know, a $25,000 plus legal bill.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And you can help us avoid that.
Absolutely. You can avoid that without any difficulty. It's very straightforward planning. Mm-hmm. By the use of a complete estate plan, a revocable living trust, you can get your assets into that trust. They protect you in the sense that a will only works when you pass away. A will doesn't do anything while you're alive.
Okay.
But a living trust protects the assets from the moment that they go into the trust. So if you were to pass, obviously it has a plan for distribution. But if you become incapacitated, mm-hmm. it has a plan for the management of your assets for your benefit mm-hmm. during your lifetime.
Wow.
Now, what about, let's talk a little bit about corporations.
Okay, you want to shift gears?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready.
You know me, yeah. A little ADD over here. Okay.
I'm ready to get in corner number two.
I see
and
another
downshift.
Little thing on here, but you know, corporations. Now, is that something you obviously have to protect that too, right?
Well, corporations are typically used for people that want to start a business. They're in business already. They want to convert their business from perhaps a partnership or sole proprietorship. They're doing that largely to look for liability protection. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm conducting business, let's say I'm a delivery, I have a truck delivery company, and I'm out delivering a package, and I'm a sole proprietor, it's just myself and my truck out delivering packages, and I crash, and I hurt and injure somebody, when they sue, they're going to sue me personally, they're going to look to recover against my personal assets. Well, if I'm a corporation, if I develop a corporation and it's Dave's Delivery Company Incorporated, and I have that same accident, provided that I've continued to act like a corporation, I don't commingle funds and I keep proper books and such, now when this person has been injured in this auto accident and they file suit against the corporation, and their recovery is limited to the assets of the corporation, which for many small businesses is usually very negligible.
Right.
You know, just pretty much the insurance.
So they can't come after my house.
Exactly.
Or my kids' living trust or any of those things.
All of those things. That's what you're looking to protect with a corporation.
And now, does your will or your living trust and your corporation, does that all go together, or how does that work?
Well, many people often miss this point. If you have a business, if you are the Kim Pagano Show Incorporated, let's say.
And I like the sound of that.
And that show has developed some assets.
Yeah.
And it has a specific value. When you create your living trust, your estate plan, you need to transfer the ownership of the shares of the corporation to the living trust, because it's just property. It's the same as owning a house. It's the same as owning a vacation home. You happen to own shares of the Kim Pagano Show, or you own shares of General Motors, or I have the law offices of David R. Schneider, a professional corporation. See, this is just all
I like
assets.
That, David R. Schneider.
Oh,
I
yes.
must be missing that R when
yes.
I say it, huh? If anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to David R. Schneider. And he is estate planning, trust, wills, living wills, probate, which hopefully you don't have to go through.
Trying to avoid.
Corporations, LLCs, and business and general counseling and bankruptcy protection.
Yes, we've also recently started handling bankruptcy protection for our clients.
What a timely thing.
Well,
huh?
You know, it's unfortunate that the economy is, you know, it's touched us all, and it's been long running. This is a downturn. We've all seen downturns before, but this one's hit a lot harder than those in our collective memory, probably.
Yeah.
And so I started getting a lot of calls.
Really?
From my clients. Hey, can you help me, or can you help my kid, or help my friend? You know, because I invite my clients to call me all the time, you know, when even if it's not a trust or a corporation or something, perhaps I can help. I have a lot of colleagues, people that are very similar in nature to me. So if you enjoyed
if you can't
working
answer
with
it,
me,
then you can,
I'll find you somebody.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got so many calls that it said, all right, it's time to broaden our practice a little bit to help those people out. Bring the same kind of hands-on care that I try to provide in estate planning to what's usually a pretty emotionally difficult time.
Just like Kim bringing value.
That's right. Value every day in every way. And, you know, I do want to give out our phone number right now. I think everybody's a little sleepy out there, you know.
It's Monday.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that that's, you know, that's really important what you say, David, because it's a time when you really don't want to be dealing with all of the hardships that come with losing a loved one, and you want things to be easy. So
you want to take care of it ahead of time.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, we're always, and it's kind of like.
What was that number? You almost
gave it out. Yeah, I know. Exactly. 805-639-0008. Give us a call.
Or Facebook us also.
Yeah. 805-639-0008. Yeah. I was going to say, let's say it all together. But, yeah. You know. But you know what? You're absolutely right. Isn't it funny how, okay, I'm just going to relate it to, you guys are going to look, oh, really, Kim? But, you know, everybody knows when your birthday is, right? You know, it's once a year, right? And you wait till the last week to get a birthday present. You know what I mean? It's kind of that sense. It's like, why do we wait? And why are we
procrastinate? Oh, that's
procrastinate.
The reason we procrastinate is
because that's your
wills,
industry.
Trusts, all of these things are scary to people.
Yes.
Because you're talking about very serious subjects. People don't want to think about that.
But
once it's done,
do people just feel so much better?
A sense of relief.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's a whole variety of reasons why people put it off, exactly as Steve said. But one of the biggest ones I hear, if I talk about my death, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I'm going to jinx it in some way.
And let's face facts here. There's only two constants in our world here. So if we're not paying our taxes, we know that sooner or later, ultimately, we're going to pass. But I get a constant reminder from people.
Wait, we're going to pass? They're going to come kill us?
Yeah, sooner or later.
Really?
You don't pay your taxes. That's what's going to happen.
Not the IRS. life is terminal. No one gets out of here alive.
Taxes
as Jim
and
Morrison
death.
Said.
Only two things inevitable.
Yeah. Darn it, I didn't know that.
but the thing is that I get people that I get probably get more hugs per capita attorney than any other of my colleagues that I know.
Really?
I get people that walk out and they say, you know, I was really nervous coming in, and I really, you know, you made it easy. You talked to us about, you know, what we needed to do, but you explained it. You put us at ease, and I don't like it. You know, that's okay. You know, you don't have to like talking about this stuff. But, you know, once you've got it done and it's off that burner, now you can focus on the fun things in life.
I do think that most people think that attorneys are kind of prickly and
sure,
like hugging a porcupine. But, you know, you're a warm guy.
He is a really cool guy.
Yeah, you know, if you go on to the website for the Kim Pagano show, you know, you'll see that my picture's on there the first time I appear on the show. I had a suit on. It looks a little stuffy. You know, I had to go to court that afternoon.
Ah, okay.
But, you know, here today, you know, no
tie.
Yeah,
little Tommy
jeans,
Bahama going
you know.
On there. Yeah,
he's pretty nice.
I try to be, you know, the guy that can sit down and talk to somebody about what I believe is exceptionally important stuff.
So you'd be like my better educated brother who knows a lot about what I don't know about. And that's one of those points is you can't know everything. I don't care how sophisticated an adult you are. You cannot know everything. You need to surround yourself with people who know more than you do.
You know what? You just hit it right on the nose, seriously, because you know what? We all have our God gifts. And you went to school, and you've got that. Your father did the same thing, right? And so you kind
of... No, actually, my father's
was
in insurance.
Right. Oh, but okay. But you started in that, and then you
kind of...
So you've got a lot of wisdom from...
I have a probably a little bit more varied background than some others. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you go, and you're absolutely right. You find the person that knows, you know, what they're doing, that doesn't even have to think about it. It's like their gift, you know?
I can't fix my air conditioning on my house if it goes out.
Do
I call
to
a professional.
No.
I bet you could, too, actually. But, you know, you seek out people who are experts in these fields,
and
they're all around us.
Exactly. And not only that is, you know, there's people that you feel really comfortable with.
True.
And there's people that make you don't feel, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you surround yourself with people and network with people who really have that value. And
it's your team. Put
your team
together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so glad you guys are on my team.
Well, I'll add something to that. Of course, you have to feel people that or work with people that you feel really comfortable with. But you also have to work with people that are willing to ask you the question that's a little unnerving.
Okay.
That perhaps you don't really like to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I work with clients, it's a matter of finding out what they really think, not the persona that they want to project,
mm-hmm.
everything's fine in my world, everything's okay, this is just a formality. If I don't ask those questions about their kids or what's going on, you know, sometimes broach uncomfortable subjects, you know, then I'm not doing my job. So we have to get through to make sure that we get people to open up a little bit.
So, David, what's the most uncomfortable question that you're going to ask? Let's just bring it to the table right here, right now.
Oh, well, I could tell you a couple of funny ones that, come out. When I create a plan and I ask you about your family and I ask you about your children, I also have to ask about how many children do you have without your husband, or you ask your husband, how many other children does he have out there in the world? I was working with some clients a couple of years ago, and I just got a funny vibe when I asked that question, and all of a sudden there was just a tenseness in the room that you could cut with a knife. And I glance up from my paper where I'm taking my notes, and I look at the husband, and he's squirming a little bit uncomfortably. The wife has now picked up on this, and she is turning and boring holes through his head with her eyes.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And it has now come that he is going to confess what's very important for me to know in what I'm writing. He's picked this time with me in the room to tell his wife about his other children.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, just a tad uncomfortable there.
Wow.
So was he married before?
Or was he
out of marriage?
I think he had one of each.
Oh my gosh.
So, he wants to provide for all of his kids.
So well, did they end up
but
getting...
But his current wife didn't know...
She just didn't even know that those children existed.
Wow.
He might have never told her.
Yeah, and you know what? That's really unfortunate because they need to still be taken care of too.
Well,
kids didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a big thing.
Every family situation is, of course, different. So whether they needed the dough, don't need the dough. But the fact is that had he not created a plan, very likely when his widow was grieving his loss, those kids could have showed up.
And then what happened?
And then she really doesn't know. Well, I can tell you what happens. Litigation ensues.
Wow.
Yeah. Very costly.
Crazy. All right. Well, we are actually just going to take a really quick break. We're talking to David R. Snyder and Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I'm Kim. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm going to give out our phone number here because if you have a question, 805-639-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Sharon Zeiler, and her book is 250 Essential Diabetes Recipes. So get ready. We'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J. Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J. Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I love that song for you.
Thank you.
That should be your theme music.
You like that?
She's a lady.
I love it. I love it. All right. So anyways, we're actually having a really good time in here talking about serious topics, our responsible list.
Yeah.
I know. That is, you know what, really.
But I like your responsible list. That makes sense. How can you really go have fun unless you know things have been taken care of?
Yeah. Kind of like do your work and then you can go play.
Do finish your homework and you can go out and play.
It's real easy.
Eat your vegetables and you can have dessert.
It's all good, you know. I'm serious. I kind of just look at life a little probably black and white, you know. But there is things in life that you do need to take care of. And they can't see that, can they? My hand motions. I know. Isn't that funny? He's looking at me like, really, Kim?
Yeah.
But anyways, well, I love talking about this. I love that you're on my show and that you're offering all of my listeners, you know, a great deal for the Kim Pagano Show. And both of you, tell what you're offering right now, and then we're going to go into our next guest, which is Sharon.
Okay, well, for any callers that call in today, I'm offering a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation. My hourly is $275, so that's a really
good deal. Yeah.
Wow, I need to move over into your building. Yeah, because right now my hourly is $150 to have a session with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. But you know, any callers that call in today, I will give you one free session to talk about life and whatever ails you, whatever's on your mind.
I love that. And maybe after they talk to you, then they'll be able to go to you.
That's right. Or vice versa.
Yeah. Because I think it's really important, you know. And you know what? If anybody's feeling like, gosh, I just don't want to deal with that, you know, you might want to go and you know, talk to us.
I'll deal with the anxiety. And
yeah.
And I'll make sure they're taken care of.
There you go. I just got the best team here. Yeah. All right.
Sharon. What was that number again?
Yeah, 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. Give us a call. All right. And you know what? If for any reason you're driving and, you know, they're getting a lot tougher driving.
Don't call on your cell phone while you're driving.
Yeah, yeah. You know what you could do is just email me at kimpagano@gmail.com and put in the subject, you know, either David or Steven.
Yeah. That's right. All day.
All day long.
Anybody that emails you all day long, I'll be happy to,
awesome.
To do
wow.
that.
Wow.
There you go. I love it. All right. So let's put that out there. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's nice to be on your show.
Well, thank you
so much.
You are so welcome. So, great book here. And talk to us about your journey of writing this Essential Diabetes. We actually lost my father-in-law to diabetes, and I know that this is a big thing. I'm actually supporting another function that's for diabetes, too. So,
well, As you know, certainly in a very personal way, the incidence of diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, is increasing in North America. And one of the things that can help us decrease it, or if you've developed type 2 diabetes and you want to manage it well, one of the things that really helps is eating well. And I have been in private practice and in talking to my colleagues. Two people keep saying, oh, but it's so complicated and it takes so much cooking and I don't have the right things at home. So what we did was we developed simple recipes, very tasty recipes, obviously things that you and your family would want to eat, but things that are very easy to do and that they use ingredients that you would either have for sure on hand or that are very easily available. So, I mean, of course, we use fresh fruits and vegetables as an example, but that's easily available in the supermarket.
You know, I think this is great because, you know, it's funny. I don't know if I'm just getting to that age or I just finally get it. You know, I mean, really, it's like, you know, you walk 30 to, 30 minutes a day. Let's just say
minimum,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, minimum. Okay, so that's part of your diet, or you do anything that can, you know, and we care more about our homes and our cars than our bodies.
Yeah, true.
I think that it is unfortunate that because we have so many labor-saving devices and we lead such busy lives, that people are really not thinking enough about their health. I think you're making a very valid point. And so one of the things we tried to do with this book is to try to make things as easy, simple, and not taking a lot of time, so that really it's easy to supply healthy meals for your family and meals that are really, as I say, going to help you either avoid the onset of diabetes or hopefully avoid diabetes. But if you have it, they'll help you control your diabetes. You'll manage it well so you can avoid the complications.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Sharon, this is David Schneider. Steve and I are sitting here flipping through your book.
And he landed right on the perfect page.
I see there's a lot of fun foods in this book. I flipped onto the page that said cheese puffs. I can go have cheese puffs on this diet.
Well, they're made in such a way. I mean, they basically nowadays we're trying to lower the amount of sodium or salt in food, lower the amount of fat in food, increase the fiber, and still have something that isn't difficult to make and that tastes great. So the idea is really to have things available that you like to eat that are good for you.
Now, does sodium affect diabetes as well as sugar?
Well, yes, because people with diabetes, depending on the study that you read, but about 50 to 80% of people with diabetes are going to develop hypertension or heart problems. And so, yes, sodium is a very important nutrient as well.
Sharon, you know, I feel like, as our time goes on, our life, you know, all of a sudden now there's more diabetes. Then there's more, you know, ADD. Mm-hmm. There's more. Has it been around forever? Is that, you know?
You mean type 2 diabetes?
Uh-huh.
The thing is that you were commenting before that as our lives get busier and as we find less and less time, I mean, if you think, let's say, at the turn of the century, so many of us were living on farms and we had jobs that required heavy labor. I mean, even I'll just think of myself. It's not that long ago I used to have to lift my heavy garage door. Now I just push a button and the door opens. The same thing with the TV. We used to have to go up and change the channel. Now we just have to press a button.
Yeah, Steve, that's in the days they had dials on TVs.
I don't even know what you mean.
Don't touch that dial.
Right.
So seriously, we are a lot less active than we used to be, and food is a lot more available than it used to be. We never used to have so many fast food restaurants. We never used to have such a big variety of food. So we've just made it so much easier to be less active and to eat less healthy foods. And that's one of the reasons. And if you look around, people are getting heavier. And certainly for diabetes, for type 2 diabetes, the heavier you are, the higher your risk for developing it.
So, Sharon, so what are some tips that you can leave us with? For one, you've got these great recipes, so that's a great thing right there. But for tips to help families out or signs that they can, you know, that they need to be looking for?
Well, one of the most important things is really to make sure that you're active. Encourage your kids to walk to school or bike to school when you're thinking of doing something as a family outing. Instead of thinking maybe about going to a movie, think about maybe going roller skating or going to the local swimming pool. It's hot all over North America now. That's a great thing to do. Or think about maybe taking a walk in the park and getting closer to nature. So think about being more active. Secondly, think about the size of servings that people are eating. One of the latest trends is to use these huge plates. So maybe go back to the smaller plates that we used to use.
We did that, yeah.
The amount of food will not look so skimpy because most of our portions have really grown a lot. And for adults, please don't smoke. That makes a very big difference as well. And if the adults are smoking, then the kids are exposed to the smoke.
The secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. Wow, those are really great tips. So leave us with one really great recipe that has been your favorite out of this book.
Well, there's a wonderful recipe here for lentil soup. That's on page 88.
Okay.
And it's easy to make. It's really nourishing. It's low cost. You can make it any time of the year.
And it doesn't have that many ingredients. But
no,
it looks tasty.
If you look at most of the recipes, they're really fairly simple.
Even I like simple.
If there's
unintimidating.
Yeah.
Number of things listed, it's often just that we're using a few spices.
And if you've never heard of a lentil, they're a really great bean.
And it's really good and healthy for you, definitely.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
So, Sharon, where do we find your book?
I understand that it's available in all the bookstores, Amazon.com online, or your local bookstore can easily get it.
Okay, great. And, you know, I really think I recommend everybody to use the season of, like, fruits and vegetables that are in season.
Yeah, like strawberries
for us
right now.
They're just so easily to get them. And you actually have, like, an orange and sprout salad. You know, I mean, just the stuff that it's like, if you could kind of just make that easy for yourself, whatever's available, make something from it. So
absolutely.
I really extended my garden, so I'm kind of
really excited
about that. I even got lettuce in there. Okay, so we've got lots of salad at home. So anyway, Sharon, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Her book is 250 Essential Diabetes Recipes. And if anybody's interested in that, it will be, you can find it through
Amazon.
Yeah. All right.
Local bookstores.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the summer.
Okay, you too. All right. So, gosh, you know, our show's almost over. This show
take
just goes by so fast. And you know what it is, really? You need to take, you know, it's funny. I've kind of been like dividing my life into priorities. And, you know, so that's what I was saying is I need to get with you, David, because that's, you know, it's like you kind of, there's some essential things in life that you have to take care of. And, you know, a lot of us don't really know who we are as a person.
Right.
So, you know.
Nice gesture.
for those of you who didn't see, Kim just pointed to Steve.
No. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I had my back turned. Thank you very much. Backstabber.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the field of psychology is not just for crazy people anymore. The field is for anybody who wants to improve themselves and get more out of life. And, you know, I think it was either Aristotle or Socrates, now I'm showing my ignorance, said the life unexamined is not worth living. Well, of course life is worth living, but examining your life really gives you power.
It really does.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because you could just, you can kind of understand when little triggers happen in your life, where they came from and, you know, and I really go back to that. You know, you guys are both married, right? Your families, okay, you have your wife's family and then your family, right?
Yeah.
And now you combine them.
Yeah.
And then you wonder, like, little triggers of, you know, okay, what makes a good day and what makes a bad day? When you guys are on the same page, it's a really good day.
Sometimes you wonder why you did that.
Why
you combine them.
There you go. But it's a truth, you know. And so you have your kids that kind of mirror your families.
Right. But also when we look to, because all of us have like historical heroes or people that are actually in our lives that we go, wow, I would like to be as calm as them. I would like to be as happy as them. I would like to be as focused as them. And how do we get there? How do we eliminate the barriers in our own lives that prevent us from growing into the wise person that we know we're capable of being? So we emulate the behaviors of people we admire, but at the same time, we have to look at our own lives and get our house in order. And
we have to get uncluttered.
Get uncluttered. Well said. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I really believe that. You know, it's funny when you say that we mentor other people. I would love other people to mentor us. Do you know, mentor me? I mean, that's what I strive for, leaving something that people go, wow, she was a really cool lady,
but
you know?
Anybody can be a mentor.
Indeed.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just the traditional mentoring a child to grow. You can have a mentor who's your equivalent, just somebody that's got a different perspective on life. And you go and you see someone like Stephen, and he helps you with that life coaching. It's a view on the outside looking in. And you can be very well adjusted, very well balanced. But when you have that other perspective of somebody taking a view that perhaps you didn't take a look at, that's how you get your balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard to be able to evaluate yourself from the outside looking in. You really need, or from the inside, actually, you need to have that outside perspective.
Yeah, where does that objectivity come from?
Kind
if
of
not
like,
somebody you trust.
Right, you need a mirror. You're a good mirror. And David, you're a good mirror because really, you look at the family and you say, okay, here's your dynamics. Now, you know, in case anything happens, this is what you need to take care of. So then you kind of have calmness in your life.
That's what we're trying to get, calmness.
Yeah, I think we all want calmness.
And confidence.
And confidence.
You know, how can you really enjoy something when you've got these things in the back of your brain tickling you saying, you got to worry about this, you got to think about that. But when those things have been taken care of, when life has been put in order, it frees you up to be able to enjoy life. People mm-hmm. are constantly searching for happiness. It's right in front of you. What's preventing you from
procrastination.
It's the procrastination.
No. Well, a perfect example, you know, we're just finishing up the weekend. It's Monday morning now, and I'm thinking about the things that I did yesterday, all the while running through my mental checklist of all the things I had to do on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I have the enjoyment of being on the Kim Pagano Show, but I know what I have to do when I get to the office today. And I've got to meet with a couple of clients. I got to write a couple of pleadings. All this stuff I got to get done. Well, all of that is impacting on my enjoyment on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So when there are these things in our life that perhaps not our professional duties, but these other things that we can get off our checklist, or if we go meet with Stephen and we say, you know, this has been on my mind.
Really heavy.
How do I deal with this? And once Stephen gives us those tools, or if you come and see me and I give you those tools to get our plan together, now we can focus on what's really fun, that Sunday fun list.
and really, that is it, is, you know, work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I that's kind of what I live my life by.
Yeah. You know, even Freud, when asked, you know, because people think of like Sigmund Freud, you know, father of modern psychology, he described every single human being as being somewhat messed up in some way because of the way he described how humans develop. But people asked him, you know what? There's got to be some people out there who are doing pretty well. How would you describe them? And he used an old German phrase translated into English, basically says balance, work, love, and play.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, give out your information so people can find you.
Wow, there's a couple of ways of getting in touch with me. Phone number is 805-794-7270. You can always visit my website, which is Humans Guide, H-U-M-A-N-S-G-U-I-D-E.
I love that, Humans Guide.
Yeah.
And go ahead and give out yours, David.
Well, you can reach me at 805-374-8777. And you can also see my website, which is drs-law.com.
Drs-law.
Doctor. Yeah. Did you get that?
Well,
doctor.
You know, when you're Dr. Schneider, there's a lot of pressure
on
you.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Also, you can actually click on to the Kim Pagano website and find their websites there. So definitely check them out. And, you know, the offer goes all day long for their free consultation and free life coaching.
Yep.
So I think that definitely.
And if you're on Facebook, we can go to the Kim Pagano Show.
That's right.
On Facebook.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I thank you so much for joining us, and thank both of you for being here. Of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment.
Love these.
And today is the secret of health for both body and mind is to live in the present moment wisely mm-hmm. and earnestly.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, wow. And so, yeah, totally appropriate for today.
Yeah.
So with that, I want to say you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I thank you for being here. Go do something great today. Make a difference. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light. And
here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
Quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price?
Can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.